Two little details that we hadn't completed yet, I believe. Let's maybe read the mission again. Rav Elazar ben Shimon Omer Yei Kavod Talmidcha Chovod Alecha Ki Kavod Chaverecha. The Kavod of the Talmud should be Chaviv to you, like the Kavod of your friend. The Kavod Chaverecha Kimoya Rabuch. The Kavod of a friend should be somehow equivalent, somehow compared, somehow related to Moira Rabuch. Moira Rabuch Kimoya Shemai. So we'd like to cover, I think we did a little bit about, we'd like to understand the three terms that we have in the Mishnah that are very strange to find these three terms in one Mishnah. We have Chaviv. Chaviv is a very special language of Ahava, so it's very much on the Chesed side. Chaviv. Ahava she'ein tluya v'dover. Ahava she'ein tluya v'dover. Chavivus. Is really chavivus. A person has ahava, for example, for something because of to'elis that he has for it. He has very positive feelings for the thing because of the advantages and things that he gains from it. It's not chavivus. Chavivus goes beyond any cheshbonos. Chavivus is a connection. So that's a very special chaviv, something that's chaviv to somebody, is something that relates to him very, very closely. Chaviv. So that's a strong term on the ava side of the fence. The Mishnah ends with Moira Rabuch. Moira. That definitely gives us an impression of being on the Yira side of the fence. It's like all the way over on the left side. Chaviv is Ava plus, so Moira is Yira plus. And Kavod is actually beyond everything that we spoke about the last 2 weeks, whatever it was. Kavod is something, it is a midah, it is a form of relationship that is a combination. Two. It has both in it, has both aspects. Person that has covered for somebody, so he wants to have a connection, something that you respect, something you want to emulate, something that you want to have a relationship with because you see it as something positive, something respectful, something that you would, that's a source of relationship. On the other hand, you have respect for it, you know its quality. It's a certain distance. So, kovod, we have here in the Mishnah the three terms. Two sides in the middle. Chaviv, kovod, and moira. This is not very common. There are some of the Rishonim that ask it as a question, especially on the middle of the Mishnah, where goes across the board, right? It crosses the lines. Kvod chavercha k'moira rabach. Compares the kavod of chaver to the moira of rabbi. As it is, kavod and moira on one subject. Kavod and moira not one subject. Moira is not just more kavod. Moira is a whole different concept. So how do we compare these two together, and especially point to most of the Rishonim, Chaviv, that says in the beginning of the Mishnah, is going on the whole Mishnah. That Yeh Kvod Talmidcha Chaviv Alecha Kvod Chavercha, and Kvod Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kmoira Rabuch. They have all three together. Kvod should be Chaviv to you like Moira. So it's a real mishmash going on over here of different approaches, of different types of midos. And Moira Rabuch, Chaviv Alecha K'moira Shemai. So you have Chaviv, and you have Ava, Kavod, the middle midah, Moira, and you have Yira, all in one big balagan. So That's the one point that we'd like to see if we can understand something about today. And the other point that we had asked somewhere once upon a time when we started this Mishnah, that there's a big steer. On the one hand, the Mishnah, the Rishonim explain, go out of great lengths to clarify that we don't mean to equalize. So then what do we mean? Because it definitely is a comparison. There definitely is some type of upgrading going on over here. So, like, this is against the usual rules. The usual rules is give each one its due. Everything in the world a person should relate to properly, according to what it is and what it deserves. Not more and not less. When you find that things have to be more than should be, that's almost a steer in words. It's almost a contradiction in terms. How can you should have more than should be? If it's more, then it's not what should be. If it should be, then it should be. Then why is it more? How do you have more than should be? The basic concept of the Mishnah that goes throughout all the stages of the Mishnah is that in this subject, it's not sufficient to approach things just on the equal, do as it is deserving. Give it its right due. No, that's not sufficient. There's some type of upgrading. There's some type of a need to go beyond the norm, the regular what's called for. This is against the standard rules. This is something that on almost every occasion that you can bring, that you'll talk about the subject of Kovod Amiti, you're going to find this characteristic. Let's take the relationship of kavod between a husband and wife. The Rambam says in Perek Tezvav, Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Yutes and Chof, when it talks about the relationships between husbands and wives, so when it starts how a husband should relate to a wife, so number one on the list is Mechavad is Ishto Yoisim Megufay. Number one on the list of how a wife should relate to her husband is Mechabed et Balea Yoisim Midai. Yoisim Midai. We don't go into the details of exactly the difference between what it says for the man and what it says for the woman right now. Right now, that's not our point. Just saying, again, we find that when it comes to Kovod, the halacha is to go beyond the halacha. The halacha is to go beyond what's called for. Here, you can't go lefi shura sadin. Here, the chiyuv is to go lefni mishura sadin. Here, it's not sufficient to give something what it deserves. You're not giving it what it deserves unless you give it more than what it deserves. You can't give a husband just the kovod that he deserves. You have to give him yoisim midai. You can't give a wife the same kovod as you give yourself. You have to give yoisim meguf. More. It's not, never can be equivalent. This is something that goes across the boards. Something basic to the concept of kavod that requires the yoisa. And that's the basic message of the Mishnah. So we'd like to see if we can understand these two points.
When we speak about kavod, so that's the energy that a person can grow with. So that implies within itself that you don't cover. You're pointing upwards, you're looking for something that's not there because you want to grow. So that is something.
Very good. Very good. How about that? True. So there are different levels of the same concept. This is the lowest level, very low level, but very true. Low levels are usually very low and very low. They're closest to us. The lowest level of it is simply. So since there's a natural tendency, kavod is the most ruchniyistic reality that we live with, we come in contact with, we function with, we are energized by, we energize others, we affect ourselves, we affect others, we affect all the way up to Kvod Shamay. Kavod is, in a way, the place where Gashmis and Ruchnis connect, the place where Bayu and Ivra connect, the place where the Kuf and the Neshama connects. Kavod is a very, very focal point of the world. But it is the Kavod, the real Kavod I'm talking about, right? We've clarified what real Kavod is and false Kavod. False Kavod we're not talking about. Talking about real Kavod. Real Kavod is very, very important. Focal point of the world. Right? Focal point of all relationships. But very, very unnatural for the simplistic view, the simplistic impression of what Olam Hazeh is. Olam Hazeh naturally is gushim, it is chumri. As the Americans, who are the specialists in Olam Hazeh, they've taken Olam Hazeh and turned it into an ideology. And you will see that America also is a place where COVID has been a shita of eliminating COVID. They've gone to extremes of eliminating levels of COVID. There's no COVID for anything. They're all fashions and movements. The basic driving force behind all of it is that things should be zol, things should be cheap, should be not according to any mahalach of respect. Should be. COVID is a very unnatural place in this world, if you're living in a physical world. And therefore, so this is the simplest level. You could, because of everything that we spoke about before, it's easy to lose respect for respect. It's usually not to have COVID for COVID, not to know its importance. You can lose sight of its importance. And even if you know it's important, but you can have the wrong proportion of its importance. So the simplest level is that it's the mission is teaching us a practical approach, that the only way to get it right is to be overly emphasized. Because otherwise, the natural anti-COVID reality of Olam Hazeh will, if not eliminate COVID completely, will lower the COVID below the levels that are necessary. And every person can test this out, either push it at home, between husband and wife, and the same thing in all three types of relationships that the Mishnah talks about, with Talmidim, with Chaverim, with Rebbeim. You sit anybody down, have a discussion, you know, how things should be. How do you feel? How should you treat your Talmidim? How should you treat your Chavir? How should you treat your Rebbeim? And on the most part, a person who had a decent education will give you the right answers. Honestly, he really feels that way. You know, he would like to relate to his children this way, his Talmidim that way, his friends this way. He has the ideas pretty straight. Okay? No. Now let's test out. What does it look like? So you have the ideas right. Let's see, what do you do? How does it look? Well, you see, you know, in this area in particular, it's true in many areas, the run-of-the-mill, the daily life, the involvement, lets us take things for granted. Let us take things for that are important, not give them their proper importance. Things that should be emphasized and things that become de-emphasized. If you'll see the way that you treat all of the different relationships that we're talking about, and if you'll check out, you're not yet the chiddush of the Mishnayos, your own shita. How do you feel, right, a husband should treat a wife? How do you feel a parent should treat a child? How do you feel a talmid should treat a rav? Check up, not against any outside standards, your own standards, and see if you live up to it. So you'll find that especially, this is true maybe in other areas too, but especially in all COVID areas, it's extremely natural It's extremely almost necessity that unless a person makes an overly effort to get it right, even if he has the right ideas, between the ideas and the reality, something will go wrong. And the maisa, practically, he will not give the respect to kavod that it deserves, the emphasis on kavod that it deserves, and it'll be lacking. And when kavod is lacking, we spoke about last week. That's the energy of what relationships are based on what life is based on. And when it's on, dimmer, when the dimmer is on, so things look a little dim. Things look dim. If you ever go through a day, nothing terrible happened in your relationships. Nothing particularly great happened either. Things were just like blah, dim, ghost. There may be other reasons, but most of the time, the reason is because the kavod is on din. The kavod issue, the relationship of kavod and miti, is on din. And when the energy levels are down, then they're down. Then things look din. Things look din. There are times, two special times, when everybody goes way out of their way to bring kavod up to its highest levels. The beginning of life, meaning when a person gets married, and the end of life, when a person dies. At both of these places, Minhag Yisrael, Makor and Chazal, is, here it's called Sheva Brachos, and there it's called Hespedim. But there's like, the COVID is like, way out of the norm. Way out of the norm.
It's fading, you're not supposed to do it.
You are supposed to do it. Halach and Shulchan Aruch.
No, you're supposed to say something which isn't true.
You're not supposed to assume, but you're supposed to exaggerate.
But if you exaggerate, isn't that bad
for them? No. If you exaggerate something that has no shaykhis, that's bad. The person was an Amoritz. And he never learned one daf of Gemara in his life. When you talk about his bikkias and shas, that's like making fun of him.
No, Simcha Zatzal said he didn't want anything said at his husband's, except that he had tried to see every time where they were. There was a say one sentence and end. He said, "If my wife's alive, if she's not alive, don't say it." Why? He said, "Because if they say anything added, I don't want it to hurt me."
That's a midas chasidus. Usually don't listen to people who say
that's his side. Yeah. Not ours, how we do.
Yeah.
Well, the nicer that was all done. They spoke about it like a week after.
Yeah. Then their way to get around these things. You can't do that. Because like we learned last time, COVID is a two-way street. It's something that affects everybody. The mechabdim, the mechubid. Don't want to go very much into Hespedim right now, but the basic idea, the reason why at these two points that we do this, is because it's I use the mashal. It may be a bad mashal, but it gets it clear in my mind. You have a little satellite, 50 kilos. You want to put it in outer space, so they put it on this thing that's three stories tall. It has tons and tons and tons of fuel in it. Booster rockets. And all of that, it gets the thing into outer space. When you want to make big movements, when things are now, big growth is going on, something, so then you have to put the energies up, on high. So starting of life, Sheva Brachos, and starting of afterlife, which is what Misa is all about. Really, Misa's most important part of Misa is not leaving this world. That's the secondary part. The more important part is that it's the beginning of the rest of Netzach. Right? And there, we have to give...
It helps.
Yeah, it helps. It works. It's very important. Right? It's like a booster shot. It works. And it works like always. COVID works in both directions. It works for the Nifter. And it works for the people who are left behind. Either the children, Talmidim. It's a booster shot. This one is done with tears, and this one is done with cheers. It's two different forms, it's two different stages, it's two different things, but there are many, many tzadi shoba between this Sheva, Shloishim, Shana. There's a lot of, they work on the same patterns, because the basic idea is you're giving a booster shot. You're sending off something into putting it into orbit. Putting it into orbit, but this is true not just on those special occasions. This is true throughout life. Every person can be special, and every person can be a nobody. Every day can be special, tremendous accomplishments, and every day can be run-of-the-mill zero. There are other reasons, there are other aspects, but a major, major aspect, major, major aspect of what you are, the people you're infected are, your day is, your time is, your minute is, your koicha is, every aspect that works the same way. There's a switch, and you can turn it higher and you can do it lower. If you turn it lower, it will be low. If things are blah, please are down. Things are just going. It's for one reason or the other that the COVID switch is on dim. And if you'll be able to achieve for yourself or for the other person, raise the turn, the switch, you'll see unbelievable things. You'll see tremendous accomplishments.
Us raising the switch for somebody else.
For yourself also. This is on real COVID. We're talking about real COVID here now. Right? The person sometimes gets in the rut. We're speaking on simple levels now. Right? Simple level. A person gets down in the rut. You think, hey, what am I worth? I'm no good. I can't do anything right. One thing you're going to be sure, as long as he's in that state of mind, he's not worth much and he won't do anything right. That's one way. You know, at least you get out of the negative. Right? that's the way I had to get out of the negative. Yeah, that's the way I got out of the negative. But there is something, even the goyim know this. You say success breeds success. Why? Because you get covered from the success. Because the success proves to you that you can succeed. You're energized by it. Success doesn't breed equivalent success. Success breeds much bigger success, unproportionately bigger success. It's not one, then two, then three. It's one, then five, then 26, then 462. It's a whole different thing. Why? Because the COVID is being put up. Okay. There are a lot of very good-meaning people who are reitzchim b'sheyig. All they have to do is walk around and grumble. Look at you. They go around turning everybody's dimmer switches down. They live in a very ugly world, a very dim world, a very unenergized world. And the people who are never affected by them really won't accomplish too much. Terrible. Bottom Yisoy, the klal of the Mishnah, is that the real approach to kavod, the proper approach to kavod, is that put it up. It has to be above. You have to more. So you can make a mistake, you mean so lose all sight and your Talmud turns into a Rav? So that's what the Rishonim say, don't know. That we didn't mean that. More doesn't mean getting confused. More doesn't mean that the Rav turns into the Talmud, Talmud turns into the Rav. That's craziness. That's anarchy. Right? You have to know Rav is a Rav, Talmud is a Talmud, Chava is a Chava, each thing. Right? But the proper approach to each thing is more. Is more beyond. No. That's not enough. Same thing a wife, the same thing a husband, the same thing a child, the same thing. Every relationship and the same thing Kvod Shammai. The same thing even Kvod Shammai. More. It's not enough just what's called for. What's called for is not enough. What's called for is, it's not yet a booster. What's called for is just okay. Okay is not dim, but it's not shiny. There's no excitement. There's nothing special. COVID, that's not enough. You have to have it on high. The proper setting for COVID is high. There's high, medium, and low. Low is Ritzicha V'Shegig. Medium is survival, right? And high is the right way. You have to always have your COVID switches on high. That the basic message of the Mishnah is that the proper approach to COVID is have the switch on high. Get that part clear.
This is all lesson tactics.
What?
Lesson tactics.
Tactics? No, chas v'shalom. No.
You got the real, but that works.
Yeah, I mean, it's true on that level too, but it's at least, you know, because if you don't make extra efforts, you're going to have less, so you have to go high, so at least you get middle, right? Yeah, that's true. But that's not, I think we've gone beyond that already. We hear more than that. But what's the proper setting? Everything has a proper setting. The proper setting for COVID is high. So how do you express that a Talmud's COVID should be high? Right? So we say that it should be in the direction of Kvod Chavercha. That Kvod Chavercha that you understand without the extras, attach your COVID Talmidim to there. COVID Chavercha you understand like this. No. You have to put it on high. Attach it to what you understand by Rabbah. Moir Abach, you understand like that? No. Attach it to what you understand about Moir Shammai. Borrow from the upper level to put each level, its own level, not a different level, Chas v'Shalom, but put it on high. That's the basic Yisod of the Mishnah. That's the first half. Second half, first half, lay it down. Right? Second question that we started with. Now, just for the roundup, three words, Chaviv, Kovit, and Moira. So I'm not going to answer this question. I'm going to, as much as I can, give us to understand that it's Bechalana question. That's exactly what should be expected in the mission of Kovit. It's exactly, it couldn't have been said better. I think that in the last time that we met, I think we accomplished the understanding of how COVID brings together high and low. Shemayim v'oretz, guf and neshama, bari v'nivra. See how COVID is the meeting place between the different things that are relating and above. Did we do that? I think we did that. But I'd like to clarify also that COVID is also the meeting place that bring the different approaches, the different main meters that there are in the world, that also brings them all together.
We didn't talk about that. You mentioned that was one Indian.
That's what I remember.
But only on that point.
That's all I did.
What can I do?
You must have had the switch on medium or something.
Or maybe I was on medium. Maybe we did more than that. I don't know. I wasn't able to chazan since last 2 weeks.
Yeah, me neither.
Like somewhere else, so could be we did.
No, I also.
Huh? Did you heard the tape?
No, I chazan.
He chazan, so it wasn't. I don't remember that.
I mean, you chapped it, you said it. You must have
said it. Say that again?
Okay. It could be I didn't explain clearly that's what we were saying the whole time. I seem to remember what we did speak about. Maybe I didn't clarify clearly. Maybe only Yossi mentioned. That's why I thought it was understood. That in fact, what is what we were talking about the whole time. What we were talking about, the dynamics, the energy fields that go by between relationships. Now, those koichos are the koichos of chayim, the koichos of chiyus. We use those words?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now just to fulfill, complete the circle, you have to understand as follows. Chayim, okay, has one source and one source only. Everything below receives its chayim from that's above. A guf is makabel chayim from neshama. The reason there are two basic functions that we see in the guf of having a neshama in the guf, and the first of them is the life. Once the neshama is in the guf is also alive. But without a neshama, the guf is dead, the neshama is alive. When a person dies, only a guf dies. The neshama doesn't die. Because the guf and neshama are this type of a relationship, and you can only receive the chiyus, which is the covered, that's where covered functions are, you see for that what's above. Chei ha'elamim. The Rabbanim Shlom is called Chei ha'elamim. The ultimate source of all chayim. The energy that makes the whole world go round. The source of life. The source of essence of chiyus, of koyach, of energy, of any word that you use, will all live al Chei ha'elamim. When we drink water, when we drink the simplest things in the world, we make the bracha chei ha'elamim, right? To recognize that everything that we eat, drink, do, act, everything that exists that we come in contact with, that allows us to live, to continue living, to have a higher amount, a higher quality of life, all comes from the chei ha'elamim. The kavod is a greater contact with above, a greater contact from the neshama and the guf, from bayu v'nivra, from the source of chiyus to that becomes chai from that source. And the kavod is that enables kavod. We say the Rabbanim Shlom Shechina in the world is gilui kvodai. Means as much. The more ruchnis, the more the revelation, the more the neshama, all that's from above, has a bigger resting place, has a bising expression. And olam hazeh, the more there's contact, the more there's chiva, the more there's more expression of the above in the below, that's chayim. Chayim is the connection of above and below. Neshama and guf, boyer and nivra. That's what it's all about. Kavod is the activator, the switch that that enhances it, brings out the quantity, the quality of this connection. Isn't that what we said? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we call that. I like to work graphically. That's the connection from. Kavod is what brings the above and the below together. The other side of the Mishnah is talking about.
I don't quite understand the relationship between chiyus and kavod.
So you last week's day.
But from what you just said right now.
you understand when something is alive.
Right.
It's energized, it's productive, it's capable of something. Right? When something is de-energized, de-capable, it is direction. Kovod is the nekuda of contact between the above and below. Therefore, there will be more chiyus or less chiyus. Why does a person we say everybody
COVID is the chiyus?
That's right. No, it's not a synonym. Right? Kovod is the expression of the above in the below, the connection of the below to the above, and that is chiyus. That is what where chiyus exists. That's what chiyus means. When the neshama is more connected to guf, you're more alive.
Right.
And the neshama is less connected to guf, you're less alive. Right. When a person's in a situation of kovod, it means that there's more energy, there's more neshama connection to the guf. The guf is more connected. Talking about real kovod again, right? False kovod could be the opposite, right? But real kovod, there's more connection there, so the result is more chiyus. So there's more chiyus there. That's the source. That's what the energy that we're talking about is. Right? The kovod is the energizer. The energy itself is chiyus that comes from the chibur al yonim. Kovod is the process that brings it to working, brings it out into the work, and to be more dynamic, to be more alive, to be more connected, to make more
vibrant.
Sounds like what I was saying. Two things going on. It's really the catalyst. It's kind of creating this fuse and fusion. So it's causing it. And then after that, and after you've got this transfer, and there's more color. I think that's what I was saying. There's also more colors. Causes more colors. So you're saying like they're doing two things.
There's always a cycle in these things. That's why success breeds success. Covered brings covered. There's a funny thing. If I give you covered for being something that's totally unrelated to you, it won't affect you. Right? But if I give you covered for being one higher stage than you are now, the probability is you're going to get there. Almost definitely you're going to get there. And then there's going to be more source for the cover that I originally gave. So now the cover I can give it now, if I continue the process, I give you more cover. Because now I can give you the cover for the next stage. Because that will also be just one stage above you or two stages above you. It will relate to you, it will bring you up. Cover is like a magnet that connects and it brings a person up. So let's just see if we can bring it all together. But cover is also a combiner. And kovod is also a thing that brings all of the different approaches that outside of the world of kovod stand in different directions. Let's take the two extremes of the languages that we have in the Mishnah, Chaviv and Moira. Chaviv and Moira are like two different worlds. Chaviv, when a person is in a chaviv state of mind, right, what do you think of? So you think of husband and wife. You think of a parent and a child. You think of anything that relates to the Ava She'ena Tluya B'Dova in its lowest levels, in its highest levels, something that relates to the koichos, we call them the positive koichos, the yachas of connection, the yachas of coming together, the yachas of relating in an intimate way. Coming together. Moira. Moira, stand back. Actually, Moira is not really that. That's you. Moira, we'll see in a minute. Moira is a special type of a year. But Yira, stand back. I'm also relating. When we're talking about Yira from something, we talk about that. That Yira from lions. But the whole thing is to stand back. It's a can't get too close. I'm not that. That's something else. That's above me. I'll get burnt up if I get into something. A klal, a person can only exist where he is. If I go too low, I will die from starvation. If I go too high, I will die from an overdose. The only way to grow is to actually
stage by stage, move up and become capable of more. But a person has to always be makers mukoimai, to be in not too little, not too much, right? Moira helps us, that's the koyach that keeps us. That's too much. I have to stand back. I can't stand too close to that. That's too much. I'll overdose. I'm not really to be in that state of affairs. I'm not really to be in that position. I'm not really to be in that relationship. It's too much. I can take a little bit of it, but only as a Talmud, as a Shamish, as a stand on the side, as a somebody just to look. As a my Rabbah, my Shemai. Stand back. Kavod. is an amazing essence. I've mentioned already before. I'm not going to continue too much longer. The Kavod is an amazing essence that allows for a combination of the two things and have them to exist in one. First, let's take Kavod itself. Im Chibo, we hear the relationship of coming closer. You see the movement? What's the yachas? The relationship, what's the movement? When you're in a Chovav, you're coming together. In Yira, you're going apart. In Kavod, where are you going? Kavod is a very special yachas, that it is above the definitions of direction. It includes two opposite things simultaneously and can't be explained in terms of Olam Hazeh. It's beyond Olam Hazeh. In Olam Hazeh, you can either be coming to going a further apart. You can't be doing both at the same time. In Kavod, you can't. You don't have to talk in highfalutin things. Everybody recognizes that this is what happens even on simple, real Kavod situations. Even a goy can have a real Kavod relationship to somebody, right? What happens when you're in contact with somebody that you have a real respect for real reasons, right? You operate the relationship in both directions simultaneously. You're both trying to be connected, be related, have a shaychus, learn, right? Be involved, become tuffle to somehow. Find some way of getting connected. Emulate. There's a desire to be, there's a direction of closeness, a direction of coming. Something this is desirable, something that you respect, something that you want to have in shaychus to. But this is something you respect. This is not your friend. This is murder. This is not your friend. Certainly not your child. This is something that you know. So you have both directions going simultaneously. The relationship, we say, is talks of today. Chesed l'Avrom, Avram Avinu is the Av of the Mahalach of Chesed, of Kirva, to Rabban Shalom, Benon Chaveroi, Benon Leboiroi, that's why he was the Yisoid of Amunah also. Yitzchok Avinu was the Yisoid of Pachad Yitzchok, and the Pachad Avoido is built on Pachad. And on Yaakov, it says, Manoiro Hamochim Eset. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagiba, Vehanoiro. Noiro. We spoke about it several times. Noiro is this unexpressible relationship in Olam Hazeh that contains all of the above, plus, beyond, more. And it comes to such an intrinsic relationship that I'm not going away. I'm not becoming. I'm not going away, definitely. I'm not moving closer. I am existing as part of this relationship. Any relationship with my. And the Mishnah. Yeah. Covenant, yeah.
Covenant and Ohr are the same thing.
What? Kavod, right? Kavod, the midah of Yaakov is the midah of Kavod. Kavod relates, they relate, they are parallel to this concept of Noir. Noir, Kavod turns Yira into Moira. Yira, Kavod, not in the mission of Kavod, then the opposite of Kavod would be Yir. In the mission of Kavod, so the whole mission is addressed with Chavivus. The whole mission is addressed with Chavivus on all levels. Because Kavod is the essence of relationship. It's Kavod. And those that are above, those that are beyond, those that I can't get too close to, so with the chavivus of kavod, the yira turns into moira. That's the story. So chaviv, right? So the Rishon would read chaviv, yeah, kvoid chavecha, chaviv alecha ki moira abo. The equivalent relationship, the relationship of chaviv, where you have, in a way, a purity of the relationship. You're not below, you're not above. Equivalent relationship, purity of relationship. So you have the kovoid, the chavivus, compared to the moira. You have it all brought together. When a person has a real appreciation, I don't have a better way of saying it, a kovoid for kovoid. It's more than appreciation. He has kovod for kovod. So there will be two amazing things with chaver, with chover, that he will experience. They're contradictory, and that's exactly what he'll experience. And he will experience them, the two opposites, as one, together, and that's just the way it is. That's exactly the way it is. When he will be relating to this kovod that he has to chaveroi, he will be chovev olav. This kovod will be chovev olav. It will be an aspect of chavivus. Right? But it will also give him moira. Not moira rabach. Rabach is it. But kvoid chachecha ki moira rabach. They'll be upgraded. And I have the chavivus and the moira together with the kovod all together. And that's what it is. That is what it looks like when a person has covered the cover. What our mission is teaching us, to wrap it up, is that if you want to have covered for covered, you have to know that the right meaning of covered is yes, is more. You're just biyotze. Covered to biyotze is covered is special. Covered is more. Covered is it's alive. It's very important. Then you have the chavivus, and you have the moira brought together. I'm not able to talk too much. We'll stop here. The summation of the Mishnah. So, anybody who was born in Western world has to learn this. I'm speaking, I know, along, but we have to learn this so many times just to overcome what we were. So we're also assimilated. Right. That covet is gone. Covet is just a way of getting things. Covet is a way of controlling people. Covet is, you know, all of the negative relationship that we have to false covet has taught us lack of respect, disrespect. The opposite of chavivus towards covet, to covet of ourselves, to covet of our talmidim, to covet of our chaveir, to covet of our rebbein. Ad kvoid shamayim. There used to be that people cared. Maybe we can say it that way. And I said, if covered, you respect it. It's not, you care about it. It's important. There are times. Why is it that it used to be that people actually would not do averus because of Yir Shamayim? And nowadays, Yir Shamayim is good until the Yetzer Hara comes in. Because I know the Rishon doesn't allow, but like. Too bad. I don't care. You don't care enough. You don't care enough. That's a covered issue. Okay? But there's a covered issue. Right? Would you spit your father in the face? If your father told you directly, this bothers me, don't do it. Okay? You couldn't do it to him because you care. You relate to his covered. You do think it's right. You understand it. You don't understand it. But Abba said, no, so I can't do it. I don't even want to do it anymore. I can't do it. I care. It's alive. It's a relation. I desire it very much, but I can't do it. I can't do it. I care too much. I can't do that. This the Rabbeinu Yonah teaches us over here. Ki moyer harav yisoid moyer shemayim. There's a yisoid. There's a building blocks over here. When we have the lack of kovod, we have the lack of caring, respect for respect, it'll affect moyer shemayim also. If you don't have the chovav alecha, kvod chaverecha, kvod rabach, you won't have moyer shemayim either. You won't have pochet yer shemayim. Yer shemayim you can have, and it won't work. And it won't stop you from doing your vayis. Because you don't care about your own kvod shemayim. You don't care about your own yer shemayim. It's not mechayev.
Attached, this seems like it's attached directly to the Chilul Hashem, to the
Yisrael
Hashem.
That's what it
comes from.
And a person does a mitzvah, he's mechabed the Rebbein Shalom, and he's malek koyt shemayim in the world. And he does an aveira, the opposite. That used to stop people.
Right.
They had the same yitzhar, maybe even bigger than we had.
Right.
But they couldn't do it.
Right.
I can't do it. Avinu Shem Hashemayim. I can't do it. He told me he doesn't want it. He doesn't like it. He gets very angry and he's upset.
Right.
Like, I just can't do that. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's against his rots. I'm in Vaza. I came in Vaza.
That's my
answer. I can't do that. Can't do that.
So,
I met, unfortunately, a few days ago, a person who really was degenerate in this very special case. Now, we have a room in the snipe for that. Very special case, a person who really was on a very, very low level of COVID. Appreciation of COVID in Bahla, like below even what's called norm in the street. Between that and becoming a chayle nefesh is not that distance. And there's nothing wrong with the chemicals. It's not the word. Right? The gemamish sees the function. He can cease to be a human being. Right? And what's the surface expression of his apathy. Everything is so what. And what happens in so what? So then you do whatever you want. And what you want, it's the lowest animalistic forms of wanting. So the person starts seeing himself as doing things that are so, yeah, I'm like that, you're like that, everybody's animals, I'm an animal. So let's all be animals. That's America and it's worse. Let's all be animals together. Let's be ugly, let's be low. Let's just run after, just low. And this is a person that, that's the hard part. I haven't been successful yet. To convince them that this is a Sheker Goma, that they're not like that at all. They're a very chosher person. They have big purpose. They have things that they can accomplish and nobody else is going to accomplish. They have a role to play. If a person will be convinced of them, then, well, I can't do things like this. It's not fitting for who I am. If I'm a nobody, I can do it and I can do the worst thing. If I'm a somebody, I have to live up to being a somebody.
Nobody's a nobody.
What? Nobody was created for nothing.
We had a whole mishnah.
Everything quite shemayim is to know, quite a Torah, for example, to know that every word, every letter, every kutzoshel yud is there for a reason. Every nivra, every person for sure, was created by the Ribbono Shel Olam as part of his master plan, and has a very important role. Right. This is extremely important for us to know. There are no nobodies in the world. There aren't any. Right? That's a sheker gomer. That's the biggest yetzer hara there is. The yisoid of enam l'chaveroi. Somebody is a little bit not the way I like him. I put an X on him. He's a nobody. He's a nobody. There aren't any nobodies in the world. I don't know how. Everybody's important. They're all important. The littlest of the smallest. The most reduced person. They're all important. There's nobody's a nobody.
What's the makor of that? That's lack of comfort, that is arus.
The shayush of it is quite shemayim. Is that the Revelation made this world. The Revelation made the... And even if the person did bad things and that he's responsible for, nobody is responsible for being in existence. Nobody brought themselves into existence. The Revelation brought us all into existence. And 90% of the situation that we find ourselves in, we're not responsible for either. We were born into it. We were given it as a given. And the Vaishnam put us in there. The Vaishnam decided that he wants this person and this generation with those parents and those kleichas and nefesh and this financial situation and those problems, right? And go. He created us. Kvod Shemayim is to know that even though he created us in a lowly state, is that it's very important. He has big expectations from us. We're no little nobodies. You make the whole world go around. You're going to bring tachlis oilam from our mice. Mashiach is going to come to us. I don't know how, but he's going to. Okay. Little guys. A whole little guys. Very important little guys. Extremely important little guys. Vaday, a person has to remember he's a little guy. If he thinks he's an extremely important big guy, then he's got other problems. Okay. He doesn't know he's a little guy. But little guy, very important. Little things, that's what we find. Every mice of cotton in Torah is very important. It's very important. There's covered for everything. There's covered for how you get dressed in the morning. There's covered for how you wash your hands. There's covered how you put your shoes on. There's covered how you go to the bathroom, if you'll excuse me. There's covered for everything is important. There's a whole simeon in Shulchan Aruch of how you wipe yourself. Huh? There's nothing that's not important. I think, that's shtiyot. There's nothing is shtiyot. Nothing is shtiyot. Only shtiyot is shtiyot. There's nothing shtiyot. Everything's important. Everything has a role. So there are levels. There are levels of how much covet-oriented a person can be. The bigger the person is, in real terms, the more appreciation, the more covet, the more caring, the more respect everything has for it. And that's the mission tells us that there's a continuum. If a person doesn't have covet l'talmidim, he doesn't have yirat shamayim. There's a continuum, there's a relationship, there's one sugya of kavod that goes across the board. Chas v'shalom, does that mean that talmidim are chaveim, chaveim, no, talmidim are talmidim, chaveim, chaveim, rebeim, rebeim. But there is a relationship, there is a connection.